everyone, welcome to an all-new Dubs Talk presented by Wendy's. Do breakfast better. Wake up to oven-baked bacon and savory sausage in a breakfast baconator. Start looking forward to tomorrow morning at participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours only. Well, we got Warriors insider Monty Poole joining me. I'm Grant Lippman. But, you know, we have a special guest with us.
I don't know about special.
I would call you special. That is NBC Sports Boston Celtics insider Chris Forsberg.
Is it cool for me to cross enemy lines?
Yeah, thank you for coming. You know what? I believe it was us who invited you, so you're more than welcome to join us.
Always good to hear from the other side.
Even though, you know, he's feeling pretty good after this one. You know, game
I don't know
three.
How good he's feeling, but his team.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
I don't know.
Good call.
Isn't it weird? Like, I mean, you guys probably feel this way just as we get swept up in it, right? Like,
yeah.
For us at least, from a Celtics perspective, never thought they would be in the finals. So it's hard not to like get caught up in it, but the roller coaster ain't done roller coastering. So
well, no, and I'm glad you bring that up because it just feels like every other game, it is a roller coaster. It's a it's you never know which team's going to be coming out being the aggressor, and it's every game. It's kind of been the opposites. In this one, I think the alarming thing probably for the Warriors on the Warriors side is the talk this whole time. This the last few days has been. Who's going to be the more physical team?
Yeah.
Who's going to bring the heart? Who's going to be the punch, right?
Yep.
And right out the gate, Monty, it was the Celtics. And despite a little flurry by Steph and the Warriors doing their normal third quarter thing, I would say 75 to 80% of this game, the Celtics absolutely dominated. So how do the Warriors feel after they just kind of let the Celtics do their thing?
They missed another opportunity. Because they didn't play the way they needed to play. And, you know, most of that starts with Draymond Green. And Draymond was quick to admit he didn't bring it tonight. And it's got to be troubling to hear that because these are the games that Draymond plays for.
Yeah.
You know, he says, you know, he distinguishes between the 82-game players and the 16-game players. He's a 16-game player. This is June. This is the NBA Finals. If you can't bring your best, it's a bad sign for the Warriors, and they knew going into this game, a victory would give them a 2-1 lead, put them right back into things. And he said he was not good, and he said it in very colorful terms.
Right, and he was just out of sync. And now here is Draymond Green talking about after the game about him being the villain. Take a listen.
I embrace it. I enjoy it. I didn't really feed off of it tonight. I don't think I fed off much tonight. But, yeah, you know, that's something that I enjoy, you know. They waste a lot of energy talking to me, so I it's great. It's great. Looking forward to Friday.
So, Chris, a lot of the talk that happened in postgame was about, obviously, the crowd getting into him. You know, some expletives were used throughout the game.
Not the first player to come to Boston and hear a FU chant. Unfortunately, it's sort of becoming our thing around here.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing, but... Yeah. Yeah, Kyrie got it.
Of course, he got it.
Yeah, no, he definitely got it. And Draymond gets it wherever he goes to. But I want to give some credit here to the Boston fans. While that, of course, is going to get the storylines, the energy in this building was sensational. The atmosphere, like, what a tough road environment for the Warriors to come to. But when you look at it from the Celtics' perspective, they were the aggressor. They were the physical team. They out-muscled the Warriors. How do they look at this game and say, we can replicate this moving forward?
Well, I think you just go back to game two. They were the complete opposite, right? Like, they came out impossibly flat with a chance to really take control of the series, and it felt like they let Draymond get in their head and let the Warriors be the aggressor. And clearly, Golden State went up another level defensively that last game. Felt like the Celtics wanted to set the tone. Now, part of that is, when Robert Williams is healthy, this is a different team. They fly around differently. They have a different verticality at the rim. And that frustrates teams and makes it harder to generate easy baskets. So that helps. But, you know, you ask, can they bottle it up? I have no idea because this team hasn't bottled anything up all season. It's just been, I keep going back to that. Like, I've done this motion on our podcast like 94 times. But that's the way it is. It's just a roller coaster. And you would think they would say, okay, you know, we came out, we set the tone, let go of the rope for a quarter, but we managed to kind of find our way. Will they do that in game four? I have no idea. I wish I knew, but I do think they found a couple things that maybe they can translate. And again, some of that is Robert Williams able to bounce back after 2 days and be what he was?
After game two, I went out there and I said, Gary Payton II is a difference maker. Well, Robert Williams is a difference maker. And it is crazy because when we were previewing this series, we said, well, when you played against Memphis, you couldn't attack the rim because Jaren Jackson was there and Steven Adams, big team. And then when we went to the Dallas series, we're like, well, they're going to have length on the outside, but you can go in and attack them. And then when we're previewing this series, we said, if Robert Williams is healthy, this team has both things. They have perimeter and they have the ability to stop you at the rim. Yep. And it showed tonight more than any point in this series, even that fourth quarter of the first game. This game was just dictated by the Celtics. Again, and I was on the TV side on Dubstock Live, I said maybe that Steph Curry flurry and that little comeback they did in the third quarter might have been a little fool's gold, because I felt like maybe it was them willing themselves for a second there, but at the end of the day, they were being outplayed completely by the Celtics.
Well, they were outplayed, but more troubling is they were out-hustled and outworked.
Yeah.
I mean, the Celtics on the glass were 47-31. 50-50 balls going to Boston left and right.
Yep.
And again, that's Draymond's category. I mean, when Draymond is on his game, he's the guy who drives the Warriors' work ethic, their hustle, their grit. And tonight, they got out-gritted by a team that really had it in first quarter, second quarter, and the fourth quarter. And that was enough to win the game going away. So
I think you can distill it down to two plays, right? The other night, game two, 10 seconds in, Draymond goes and just rips the ball out of Al Horford's hands, and you're like, whoa, tone was set. Today took a little bit longer, but that fourth quarter scramble right under here,
yeah.
All of a sudden Marcus Smart's diving in there. Like, there's bodies everywhere. Poor Steph was at the bottom of it all. And it felt like the Celtics were saying, no, 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 we're not letting this one get away from us this time. And I just think, to me, that's the sort of – you saw the flip in the intensity level.
Absolutely. And Draymond Green, and you're right. Yeah. It comes down to – that is the category, right? When you talk about the heart and soul, the effort, yes, the energy, the defense, the grit, the grind, all that stuff,
yes,
it's Draymond Green.
Yes.
And that was not there tonight.
It's not fair to blame him for the Warriors losing this game, but you also know that they follow his lead in that category.
Right.
And so if he's not bringing it, they're probably not going to bring it at the level they need to bring it to win a game. And tonight, yeah, I mean, you just saw them getting crushed on the glass. And when you see 50-50 balls going the other way, you know then, okay, which team is really wanting this game more?
And oh, yeah. You know,
the Warriors want to win, obviously, but the Celtics wanted it more, and you could see that. And again, you know, I always say that, you know, age can sneak up on you fast in the NBA. And I'm not saying the Warriors are old, but the Celtics are younger. And if the Celtics win this series, I think that youth will be one of the reasons why, if they're able to pull it off.
You start wondering at some point, when will the cracks show in age or experience and how much time they've been playing and all this. You start wondering.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the question marks will be answered, just a few of them, by how Draymond responds in game four.
Exactly.
I was trying to think of this, and I have to really go back and think, how many games has he been, I just use the word worse, in the NBA Finals than tonight? He is Mr. NBA Finals. This guy always shows up, right? And so it was just odd seeing that, and it felt...
It's odd from this perspective, because he talked the talk after game one. I mean, he pretty much told the Celtics, look, Al Horford and Derek White are not going to shoot like that again. I'm thinking, oh, no, come on. Like, they've been actually very good lately. And then he wasn't lying. Yeah. They went out there and imposed their will. So I need the volley of the question. Can we expect? You would think Draymond's going to bounce back. But, like, the Warriors as a whole, how have they done with – I mean, they haven't had a ton of adversity. But certainly in that Memphis series, Dallas, like, they've had to come back. For how have they responded when they've had a night like this?
Yeah, and that's a good question. They usually respond well.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you have to, you know, look at it in this way. First of all, I personally, watching them over the years, always feel like when they need to respond to adversity, sometimes it's better when they do it on the road, because they lock in differently. They're not putting on a show we're on the road. They understand what they have to do. Now, normally, Draymond Green's the person that leads that category, but the other person is Steph Curry, and the injury that happened tonight is something to be worried about.
Yes.
And so, first of all, here's Steph Curry talking about the injury after the game.
It was I got caught underneath the L. Obviously, be some pain, but I'll be all right. Figure out how it feels tomorrow and get ready for Friday.
Ankle?
Huh? Same thing I did in Denver or against Boston in the regular season, but I'll be not as bad.
Okay, so it was a, oh, thank goodness he's not having his leg amputated. but also, oh, wait, he's actually – because he doesn't very often admit injuries or pain. So by him even saying something, it means
there's something there.
It's something there.
Yeah.
Right now, Steph Curry is the only reason the Warriors are even making this a series.
Yes.
So if that's, let's say, even hobbled,
yes,
what can the Warriors do to counteract?
How much time do you really want me to try and answer that?
Okay.
The thing is you don't know, but and Clay said this, you know, we need Steph to win this series.
Yes.
And that's, you can't get around that. You're not going to win the series if Steph isn't there for you. And he's been playing so well. And that's one more reason why you know you need him. He's been the most consistent player on the team. So for him, if he can't go in game four, that's a massive blow, a huge blow.
But even if he can go, and let's say you're getting 70% of him.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Right.
And that's, it's hard for the Warriors to win any game in this series against this team if Steph isn't playing well. And he's been playing really well, and they're still down 2-1.
I mean, really well is an understatement. I don't know what I expected. I didn't think there was going to be like this huge drop-off, but when we don't see it every night, and we do see the highlights, but you wonder, oh, my gosh, like every time he's had even – 2 feet of space, if they drop just a little bit too much, he has burnt them at every turn. And in that run in the third quarter, I'm thinking, oh man, here we go. Steph's just going to will them to another win. And so, yeah, I'm very interested to see just what his level is in the next game, because, I mean, Celtics would, they've been able to kind of at least take away everybody else in various points, but they've had no answer for Steph.
And then Klay Thompson is the person that you now think about next. So, first, I should say this. Whether on a fast break or a lunch break, hydrate with Waiakea Hawaiian Volcanic Water in its crisp, naturally alkaline taste. It's the water Klay Thompson drinks as he returns to the NBA Finals and drinks throughout the day. Hydrate at Waiakea.com now. Well, okay, let's talk about Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
So in this game, you know, a lot of talk has been about Klay and how he has struggled against this Boston defense. And I want to give Boston a ton of credit because they're making him do things that he doesn't necessarily do for his game. He's trying to go off the dribble. He's been fading. He's been sliding. Mm-hmm. He's doing all the different things that is how you get him off kilter.
Right.
In this game, Klay started catching his rhythm a little bit. He started setting his feet. You could see he's starting to sync it up a little bit. We were talking about, after game two, how the Celtics might be a little nervous, the fact that Klay hasn't had his explosion yet, because we do know it comes at some point.
Right.
This might be a sign where they go, okay, maybe Klay is starting to get that rhythm where an explosion might come. And if Steph is not at 100%, you might need a Klay explosion.
You know, you will need it. If Steph isn't 100%, you will need that. And, you know, tonight, Klay shot the ball much better. His three ball was nice. And so there are signs. But, you know, a Klay explosion just is a different thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, where he can go for 40 and he can hit 7 or 8 or 9 threes, you know. And tonight, what do you have, 5, 6? So he was good tonight, and that was a good sign for the Warriors. But in game four, yeah, if Steph is less than, you know, 100%, Klay needs to be big again. And so does Jordan Poole, though.
Right, yeah. And, Chris, you know, a lot of the talk, again, is labeling which Warriors player needs to step up. But at the end of the day, like – Jason Tatum has had an interesting series as well, because it almost hasn't been about him. And Jaylen Brown has had massive moments and everything, but Tatum hasn't had that moment that says, this is my game, I'm taking over. His big stat game was in game two when he was a minus, was it 36?
Minus 36.
Or
NBA Finals worse.
Yeah, so so like, should the Warriors also be worried at some point a Jason Tatum game's coming?
Yeah, I mean, I think whenever you have a player like that level, you're always leery of it. He's been much better at identifying if they're going to send two defenders at him, like he has to give it up. I thought in that first game, that was a high level, as we've seen from Jason Tatum. I mean, obviously the 13 assists,
right,
leading to 37 points. And it was funny because on Boston Sports Radio, people were quibbling like, oh, you know, it's the finals. He can't be missing shots like that. And I'm thinking he totally impacted the game in ways that we've been asking him to.
Yeah.
For months now, not only rebounding and defense and all that, but I do think at some point he's going to have an offensive explosion. I actually thought it was weird. Nelly, halftime act, was in the crowd. St. Louis guy. We thought tonight was the night, like having him in the crowd.
His guy.
That Tatum was going to have the explosion. Didn't happen, but it does speak to it. The Celtics, when they're at their best, they don't need someone to have the 40-point night. They can have, like tonight, three guys over 20 points with 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and spread the wealth and all that. So They need more of that balance if they're going to survive this series. I think they feel like their depth, especially if Steph is hindered, is just on a different level.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it makes sense. Another 9 assists for Jason Tatum tonight as well. I mean, he had a nice game. I'm not saying
tune into Sports Radio tomorrow. You'll be like, we'll be killing him.
Well, yeah. He didn't shoot great, you know, and that's what people sometimes measure a guy on, you know. Well, he was 9 of 23, so, I mean, that's a lot of shots but he once again, he hit a couple of big shots. He hit a huge three, and so he was – a major impactful force on the game. So, I mean,
especially when they needed to, right? Like, that run.
Yes, felt like he beat them back.
He had some calming buckets along the way. And that's what you need from a superstar.
It is funny, though, is, you know, everyone's talking about in the first game, the three-point shooting was incredible by the Celtics. After tonight, the Warriors are praying they go back to three-point shooting because the 52 points in the paint, they just got every switch, and then Horford dominated down low. Marcus Smart brought Steph into the blender down there a few times. It was just... They really just put a hurting on them inside, and that is a part of the game. We'll go back to that Draymond Green guy that he prides himself on as not being, you know, that's what's going to make him one of the reasons his Hall of Fame career is going to be, because at 6'6", he was an interior, just clearer outer. We're going to use that as a phrase for a second.
I like it.
Win cool cash at Creighton in the up to $500,000 Beat the Heat slot tournaments. Thursdays now through August. Win up to $15,000 cash with 50 winners at each tournament guaranteed. Only at Creighton Resort and Casino.
Klay Thompson has been crucial to this year's return back to the NBA Finals. Want to know the secret? Dedication, heart, and the volcanic water flowing through his veins. Hydrate like Klay with Waiakea Hawaiian Volcanic Water. Shop now at waiakea.com.
So, moving game four now.
Yep.
You now look at, you need a better Draymond Green for the Warriors.
Yeah, you need a much better Draymond Green.
You need Klay at least at this level, mm-hmm. if not better. Mm-hmm. Who's the next guy that needs to step up?
Jordan Poole.
More than Wiggins?
Wiggins is going to give you, I mean, if he steps up, that's gravy, I think.
Right.
But he can give you 14 or he can give you 24.
Right.
But Jordan hasn't given you 24. You know, he needs to have a game where he can explode too. And he hasn't had a game where you say, okay, Jordan is a problem for the Celtics. He needs to have one of those kind of games. And he has at some point, and he hasn't had one yet. So he had a glimpse in game two where he was good there. We hit the back-to-back threes at the end of the third quarter, So he was good. But you know Jordan has more, and you haven't seen it yet. So if he brings that, that would cover for what you might miss if Steph's less than 100%.
For Warriors fans that have not been following the Celtics all year, you talk about the roller coaster. So as we look ahead, just final thoughts about game four coming up. Is it really so in the fact that you just truly don't know which team is going to show up for the Celtics?
I've been taking Dramamine before these games because you just don't know like how it's going to go for the Celtics. And so I wish I could tell you like unequivocally, oh, they have this opportunity. 3-1 would be great going back to San Francisco. I have no idea. I mean, on a night-to-night basis, it is baffling because they were so good in the second half of the season, and yet they just haven't been able to maintain it. The one problem with this team is anytime they have an advantage, when they go up 1-0, when they go up 2-1, they just let their foot off the gas a little bit. And you do that against a team like this, and you're in trouble. So I'm very curious to see if Ime, who I know is in that locker room screaming at them, not only about turnovers, you have a chance to hang another one of those banners up there if you just keep your foot on the gas and play like you did tonight. And hopefully, one of the perils of a young team, they don't always listen to that, right? And so they need to make sure Ime's got to bribe them or do whatever like motivation that they can find to get them to play like that.
Yeah. Well, you have one final
thought? No, I just think if the Warriors come out in game four and the Celtics deliver a first quarter statement like they did tonight.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because it took a lot of energy to come back tonight.
Yeah.
And people forget, you know, when you fall down by 15, 18 points, you can get back in it. But to do so, you expend a lot of energy. And it's hard to sustain that. So the Warriors need a really strong first quarter to make, okay, now we have a game. And if they don't get it, they're in trouble.
Think of the Warriors' perspective. You think about game two. All you need to do in their minds is keep the game close or tied-ish at halftime. Because they know who they are in the third quarter.
My goodness, they're a beast in the third quarter.
they're not bad.
What do they do at halftime?
Yeah, seriously.
Did they listen to Nelly? Like,
but the Warriors have been.
I did. I was pumped up.
The Warriors' superiority over the Celtics in the third quarter is no different than Boston's superiority on the Warriors in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It's been the numbers are very similar.
Yeah, no, it's so. Very, very true. Well, it's going to be quite a game, and it feels like it's just around the corner. It's going to be here any moment. And it's also, I think we're recording this at like, I was going to exaggerate and say 4 a.m., but it's pretty much 2 a.m., so I don't even have to exaggerate. Chris Forsberg, thank you so much for joining. Really appreciate it.
Thank
we have all. Monty Poole here. The two insiders, look at them coming together, just acting all
we do.
Acting all
we
nice.
Not our first time.
Yeah. Okay. They've done this before. Yeah. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening, following, downloading, commenting. Do all those things with Dubs Talk. This is Dubs Talk presented by Wendy's. Have a wonderful rest of your night, morning, afternoon, day, I don't know, wherever you are.
'Jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.